Seniors beware. AARP is looking to fight fraud in Connecticut, trying to make sure you don't get ripped off in one of those scams. Newsline spoke with Kelly Leffler, Associate State Director of AARP Connecticut.
We need this constant education because right when you think that you're on top of it and you could never be a victim of a fraud or a scam, they come up with a new way to get you.
Yeah, and they love to use tech too, right? Can you give us an example of a common scam that seniors in Connecticut in particular need to be aware of?
Yeah, sure. So we've actually found that the number one scam that is being targeted towards seniors are actually romance scams. And a lot of people scoff when they hear that, think that they would never, you know, become a victim of that. But when you're talking to someone through social media, the scammers are smart. They will wait a year, 2 years, getting to know you, you know, professing their love to you before something comes up in their life that seems to be, you know, totally legitimate. Maybe they have car trouble and they need $500, or they need plane tickets to come see you from out of state. So they'll bide their time and really convince you that you're in love with them before they start asking for money, and it goes on and on from there.
Oh, that's so sad. Preying on lonely hearts a lot of times, and the ask for money, that's the big red flag, right?
100%, 100%. And, you know, another scam that we're seeing these days, you know, the grandparent scam, it's a scam as old as time. But again, they're finding new ways to you know, switch up the scam and make it more credible. So, for instance, you know, the new fear now is with artificial intelligence that scammers can actually steal the voice of a grandchild or a loved one and use that to convince you that they're in trouble and they need help.
Yeah, I actually have a friend whose mom got scammed with that. Oh, your grandson is in jail thing. It's really terrible. Okay, so you are working to fight this. You've launched a new presentation on how to protect yourself. What is the number one way to protect yourself?
The number one way, in my opinion, is to continue to be educated, to, you know, join events like our Fighting Fraud with AARP Connecticut events that we're having every other month, to sign up for AARP biweekly watchdog alerts so you can keep up with the scammers. Because as soon as we feel like we've cracked down on one scam, they're working on the next one.
Right. And if you get that call about a loved one who's supposedly in trouble, I guess call them, make sure they're okay, right?
Yeah. So there's a couple things that we say. One, you know, hang up the phone and dial that loved one on your own. Or maybe even come up with a code word with your family. It sounds a little silly, but the next time you're together with them, come up with a code word like, you know, pineapple, so that they can prove that they're actually in trouble. What the scammers try to do is get their victims what they call under the ether. And it's in a heightened state of emotion. It can be good emotion, like you just won the lottery in Spain that you never entered, or it can be something bad, like my loved one is in trouble. But either way, when you're in that heightened emotional state, you're more vulnerable to making a crucial mistake.
I like that password idea. That's great. And more ideas online. Kelly, I'm going to give the website as we say goodbye here. We thank you for your insights. Important topic. Kelly Leffler, AARP Connecticut. And if you want more about fighting fraud, go to events.aarp.org/fightfraudfeb.